Can I tell you something I still catch myself doing to this day? I walk in the door after a long day and I think, I just need to sit here for a minute and decompress. Just 1 minute, just to breathe. And the next time I look up, an hour's passed. My phone's in my hand and Netflix is on its third episode of something I wasn't even paying attention to. And my workout, still not done. Does that sound familiar? Because that's exactly what we're talking about today.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Everyone, welcome back to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 120. I'm your host, Christine Rucker, and I'm so glad that you're here today because this episode, this one right here, is the one I've been waiting to record for a while. We're talking about the Think, Feel, Act cycle today. Specifically, we're talking about how to use it as a tool and not just as a cute concept you nod your head to and then go right back to your old patterns. Because here's what I hear from you all the time. You tell me, Christine, I get the think, feel, act cycle. I understand that my thoughts drive my feelings and my feelings drive my actions. I get it. But how do I actually change my thoughts? These are thoughts I've had for years and they feel true. You want me to just ignore them? So that's exactly what we're digging into today. And listen, I'm not coming at you from a place of having it all figured out. I'm coming at you from a place of someone who has sat on the couch and watched the clock and missed the workout and felt terrible about it afterwards. So we're in this together. So let me ask you something. When is the last time you talked yourself out of a workout before you even changed your clothes? Maybe it sounded like this. I just need to rest first, then I'll work out. I'm exhausted. I've been going all day. I deserve a break. I'll do it in an hour. And then an hour became two. Two became bedtime. And bedtime became, well, I'll just start fresh tomorrow. I know that voice. I know it really, really well. For me, I used to show up it used to show up for me the moment I walked to the front door. I had this ritual and I didn't even realize it was a ritual at the time. I would come home from work, drop my stuff, and immediately tell myself, I just need to sit for a minute. I need to decompress. I've earned this. And I want to be clear. There's nothing wrong with resting. Rest isn't the enemy, but what was actually happening was something sneakier than rest. I was sitting down, picking up my phone, opening up something to watch, and completely checking out. And the workout that I'd planned, the workout that I actually wanted to do for myself, it just never happened. I don't think it was because I was lazy. I don't like to say that. And it wasn't because I lacked discipline, but because I had a thought that felt completely reasonable and completely true. I just need to sit here for a minute to decompress. And that thought was quietly running the whole show. So what nobody talks about when it comes to workout consistency is the problem isn't your discipline. The problem isn't your motivation. The problem isn't even your schedule. The problem is a thought you keep believing without ever questioning it. The think, feel, act cycle is self-reinforcing. And this is the part that most people completely miss. When you believe a thought, you take action that creates evidence that the thought was right. You're literally proving your own thoughts true over and over again without even realizing it. So when you think, I just need to rest first, what feeling does that create? relief, probably, permission, a little exhale of tension. And when you feel that relief, what do? You sit down, you pick up the phone, you turn on the TV. And then here's what that cycle actually teaches your brain. Number one, it teaches your brain to expect a reward, meaning rest and distraction, at a specific time, meaning the moment you walk in the door. And number two, it teaches your brain that the way to handle the feeling of being tired or stressed or overwhelmed is to immediately check out. And then number three, when you try to override that pattern and go work out instead, you feel that restless, uncomfortable pull of wanting to do the thing your brain has been wired to expect. And that restlessness, on top of already being tired, feels like proof that you really did need to rest. You just made the original thought stronger. Your thoughts are always creating more evidence. Without understanding how this works, it just looks like reality. It just looks like the truth. Well, of course I need to rest when I get home. Of course I'm too tired. Look at my day. Look at my life. But here's what's actually happening. Your brain isn't reporting facts. Your brain is reporting the pattern you've practiced. And that's a completely different thing, because patterns can be changed. Facts cannot. This is one of the most important ideas in the entire Arm Coach way. You're not stuck because of how you're built. You're stuck because of what you keep believing. So what do you do with that? You don't slap a positive thought on top of it. You don't tell yourself, "I'm so energized right now," when your whole body is screaming otherwise. Your brain will reject that as an outright lie, and it'll backfire every time. What you do is something more powerful and positive than more powerful than positive thinking. That's what the rest of this episode is about. So let me tell you what happens when people figure out that their thoughts are driving the habit cycle. They get excited. They find the thought. Great, they think. Now I'll just swap it out for a better one. And then they crash headfirst into a wall. Here's the classic version of this. You find the thought, "I just need to rest first, then I'll work out." And then you try to flip it into, "I'm so excited to work out right now." And your brain looks at that thought and goes, "No, you're not." Because your brain has years of evidence that says when you get home, you're tired. When you sit down, you feel better. The workout almost never happens after you sit down. So this shiny new positive thought, it doesn't stand a chance against all that history. I hear this from women all the time. They say, "Christine, I try to stay positive, but I just can't make myself believe it." And I want to say, of course you can't. Not yet. Not without building new evidence first. Trying to jump from a deeply ingrained thought to its complete opposite is like trying to leap across a canyon. It's not a willpower problem. It's a brain science problem. So here's the thing that I want you to really sit with today. You already know how to challenge thoughts. You do it all the time. You're incredibly good at it. When your best friend texts you and says, "I'm never going to get my life together," what do you do? Do you text back, "Yeah, probably not"? No, you challenge her thinking. You offer her a different perspective to help her see that one bad week isn't the whole story. Right? You've been doing this for other people your entire life. You just never turned that skill on yourself. And when you learn to do that, everything changes. Not because you become some relentlessly positive person who never has a hard thought, but because you stop treating every thought that pops into your head like it's gospel. This is where bridge thoughts come in. A bridge thought isn't a positive affirmation, and it's not a pep talk. It's a baby step. It's a thought that it's slightly more helpful than the one you're stuck in. Close enough to believable that your brain won't immediately reject it. So think of it this way. You're not trying to jump the canyon today. You're just trying to move a few inches in the right direction. And those inches over time become miles. All right. So there are three ways to build a bridge thought. And I'm going to walk you through all three of them. You can detach from the thought, create possibility within it, or neutralize it. Now, you don't need all three every time. You just need one that feels like it might be true. So let me show you how this works with that original thought. I just need to rest first, then I'll work out. If you want to detach from it, you start practice thinking. The thought I need to rest before working out is just a thought I keep believing. That's it. You're not fighting the thought. You're not saying it's wrong. You're just creating a little space between you and it, right? You're reminding your brain that this isn't a fact. It's a habit of thinking. And then if you want to create possibility, you could try, I'm becoming someone who works out even when I'm tired. Listen to that. Now, it's not claiming you're already there. It's not pretending you love it. It's just cracking the door open a little. It plants a seed. I'm becoming. That phrase is doing a lot of really quiet, powerful work. Now, if you want to go neutral, you could try, my body is tired and I can still move it for 15 minutes. You're not pretending the tired isn't real. You're just removing the part where tired means you can't work out. Neutral, factual, and way more believable than a pumped up motivational statement. So any one of those bridge thoughts can interrupt the cycle just enough to get you into your workout clothes. Now, I just want to talk about two other thoughts that I hear constantly, because the think, feel, act cycle doesn't just show up in the I need rest first version, right? It shows up in subtler, sometimes sneakier ways too. And these are especially good at keeping women stuck. The first one is, I just don't have the motivation right now. This one sounds so reasonable, so self-aware even. Like, you've really thought about it and concluded that motivation is simply absent. And when it comes back, when you feel ready, then you'll work out. Here's what happens when you live by that thought. You feel dependent. You feel like you're waiting on something outside of yourself to give you permission to move. And when you feel that kind of dependency, you wait. You scroll, you watch, you tell yourself, it'll come. And here's what happens as a result. You teach your brain that action requires motivation first. So every time you don't feel motivated, and that'll be most of the time because motivation is a feeling and feelings are always temporary, you've evidenced that now isn't the right time. The think, feel, act cycle is spinning. It's just spinning you in circles. Now, motivation doesn't create action. Action creates motivation. I know you've probably heard that before, but I need to let that land, because if you're sitting around waiting to feel like working out before you work out, you're going to be waiting for a very long time. The women who've toned their arms didn't figure out how to feel more motivated. They stopped waiting for motivation to show up, and they started moving their bodies anyway. They built the identity of a woman who works out. And from that identity, action became automatic. You can't get there from the thought, I just don't have the motivation right now, without a bridge. So let's build one. If you want to detach the thought that I need more motivation before I can work out, is just a thought I keep believing. Say that to yourself right now. You just separated yourself from the thought. You looked at it instead of looking through it. And that's already progress. Now, if you want to create possibility, I'm open to the idea that I can work out without feeling motivated first. You're not committing to loving every workout. You're not promising to feel amazing. You're just opening a door, just a crack. And that crack is enough. Now, if you want to go neutral, motivation is a feeling and I can take action without it. Clean, simple, true. Your brain can't argue with that because it's actually factual. Any of those thoughts changes the emotional starting point. And when your emotional starting point changes, your actions will follow. Now, let me give you the other one, because this one might be the hardest of all. The thought is, I've already missed so many days. What's the point? This one. I see this thought takes so many women completely out of the game. And I understand it. I really do. You had a plan. The plan fell apart. Maybe it fell apart for a week, maybe a month, maybe even longer. And now the gap feels so big that starting again, it almost feels embarrassing, right? But when you think that thought, how do you feel? Defeated? Hopeless, maybe? A little ashamed? And when you feel defeated and hopeless, what do? You don't work out. You don't show up. You confirm the thought. You miss another day and another. The cycle isn't working against you because you're lazy. It's working against you because you keep believing a thought that makes action feel pointless. So here's the detached version of that thought. That thought that missing days means it's not worth continuing is just a thought I keep thinking. It's not the truth. It's a habit of mind. And here's the possibility version. Maybe the days I missed actually determine what's possible from here. Maybe is a powerful word. You're not promising anything. You're just considering that the story you've been telling yourself might not be the only story. And then here's the neutral version. I missed some workouts and I can choose to show up today. Full stop, no punishment, no drama, no long runway of trying to figure out how to make up for the lost time. Just, I missed some workouts and I can choose to show up today. That's the arm coach way. Not perfection, not punishment, just the next right decision. I want to pause here for a second and ask you something. What's the thought that keeps showing up for you? Not the feeling, not the circumstances, but the actual thought underneath it all. Is it, I need to rest first? Is it, I just don't feel motivated? Is it, there's no point because I already fell off? Whatever it is, I want you to write it down. Seriously, if you're in a place where you can grab a journal or even just the notes app on your phone, do it. Write down the thought and then ask yourself, how does this thought make me feel? And when I feel that way, what do I do? And what has doing that over and over again created for me? Then I want you to try building a bridge thought, just one. Detach from it, create a little possibility, or go neutral. You don't need to believe it completely yet. You just need it to feel slightly more true than the thought that's been running the show. That's the work. You guys, that's how this changes. All right, here's what I want you to understand about all of this. When you start doing this work, when you start catching the thought and questioning it and practicing a bridge thought instead, you're not just learning a technique, you're becoming someone. Every time you notice the thought and choose not to follow it blindly, you're building evidence for a new identity. You're teaching your brain, I'm a woman who questions her own thinking. I'm a woman who shows up even when it's hard. I'm a woman who keeps promises to herself. That's what a naturally toned woman is built from. Not perfect workouts, not perfect motivation, not a perfect track record with zero missed days. She is built from the small, consistent decision to keep choosing herself, even when the thought says to wait, even when the thought says there's no point, even when the thought says, just sit down for a minute. She knows those are thoughts, not facts. And that knowledge changes everything. So I want to be really honest with you here too. I still catch myself in the sit here for a minute loop. I still have days where my brain tries to negotiate its way out of moving. I'm not on the other side of this looking down at you. You guys, I am right here in it with you. The difference isn't that the thoughts stopped showing up. The difference is that I stopped believing them automatically. I started seeing them as optional. And that small shift, that tiny bit of distance between me and my own thinking has made more difference in my consistency than any workout plan I've ever followed. And that's what I want for you. Before I let you go today, two things. First, if this episode resonated with you, if you found yourself nodding along or thinking, yes, that's exactly what happens to me, I would be so grateful if you left a review on Apple Podcasts. It takes about 2 minutes and it genuinely helps this show reach more women who need to hear this message. And here's the fun part. I'm giving away a $100 gift card to one lucky reviewer. All you have to do is just leave your review, take a screenshot of it, and send it to me at christine@christinerucker.com. I do these giveaways fairly regularly, so if you've been meaning to leave a review and just haven't done it yet, today is a really good day. And then second, if you're ready to stop waiting for motivation and start actually building the arms that you want, come and check out Arms by Christine at christinerucker.com. That's where we take everything that we talk about on this podcast and we actually do the work together. The identity work, the habit work, the simple and repeatable movement practice that doesn't require you to feel ready. You just have to show up and then I'll meet you there. So thank you so much for being here today and I will see you next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today and talk soon in the next episode.